This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What did Diddy do to get here, I think, is the big question that a lot of people are wondering. Joining me to discuss all of this, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I mean, this is a man who really did have it all. Kind of came from nothing, had the American dream, if you will. I mean, to a very extreme extent. Built businesses, built an empire, had the money, had, everything. I mean, and there's a lot of things he had, too, that weren't too good. That have been brought up over the years, but now, oh my goodness, the allegations that have been made against him civilly, not yet criminally, at least as of this recording, are pretty shocking. Siobhan, let's kind of start here. I know it's a very wide question, but you're starting with someone who doesn't have anything and building it all the way to this, to such successes. How does it happen to go to this level of, you know, normalcy to depravity?
Yeah, it's really in the bizarre category. It makes some of the other perpetrators who have been in the news, I thought of Bill Cosby, you know, we were all horrified by that. Famous guy, had everything, and ended up with this, you know, proven history of being a predator. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really where it goes, is this kind of behavior doesn't just start at some point in adulthood. This is a person who was aberrant from way back. And, you know, you can say probably multiple paraphilias, these bizarre sexual drives that can become very addictive. And so I would say, you know, this is a person with multifaceted personality aspects that he apparently kept undercover to some degree very effectively. And then because of his wealth and power over the years, just became increasingly bold and got away with things.
I mean, is it because your level of normal, you know, just keeps raising, and where the rest of society is sitting, okay, this is like acceptable here, but you keep going here and here and here and here. You no longer see where that line is. And you have that level of wealth and insulation from the rest of the world that you just, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of mind blowing, I think, to a lot of us that a person could get there. I mean, obviously there's horrible, horrible people who have, you know, no money and wealth and no status that are into these sort of things, but to have all of that and to risk it all and to throw it all away on some of these things, it's shocking what people can do in an insulated environment.
Very insulated environment. Power comes with that kind of wealth. And it's also, I think, indicative of how non-rational people can be, especially people with sexual paraphilias. And of course, people on the lower socioeconomic stratus get caught. Mm-hmm. Often they get caught very quickly. But wealthy people, as you mentioned, Epstein, wealthy people, because of their power, get away with things for a long time and just do keep increasing with the bizarre behavior.
Why is it that we see it so frequently with the uber wealthy? This thing for kids, this pedophilia thing that goes on. I mean, and it's shocking how common it is. I think it's even more common than a lot of us think it is or want to believe it is, especially on this level. I mean, is this something where these individuals experience some sort of trauma at a younger age than are repeating the pattern? I mean, that's what we typically see with people who are not on that sort of level. Or is this something where it's just like, I don't know. I mean, you get to a certain level and you're just bored with everything else, and somehow this clicks in your mind as a good idea. I just can't contemplate it and there's many people who don't go down that road. But I just don't know how someone who is a healthy individual at some point later in life, it clicks over going, oh, I like kids. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The tendency to have these aberrant sexual appetites and drives doesn't just happen in adulthood. Mm-hmm. You know, that has been there from the get-go, from usually early adolescence. Do they all have abuse histories? About a third of them do. which means 2/3 of them don't. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we go back to, do we really understand what produces in the brain mapping people who are attracted to aberrant sexual behavior? Mm-hmm. I think for someone who has evolved in life to have this amount of wealth and power, the power that they can have over women and children who are typically less, you know, less able to defend themselves, that becomes in itself a high that they get. Look what I can get away with. Look at all the control I have. Where if they were going after, you know, people with equal power in life, they wouldn't get away with it. You know, they would be reported and held accountable. And so there's just this really almost sadistic element when you see behavior like this.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.